This is Michael Chisholm interviewing Ed Ruta at 44 Walker Street, Ed's studio, 26th of January, 1988. Okay, Ed. Where were you born?
New York City, in the Bronx.
The Bronx?
Yeah. East Bronx.
The East Bronx. What was the East Bronx like then?
I remember a place called Boston Road. That was the address. I remember a tenement building. I remember outside of that, not too much except for a rather violent family life.
A violent family life?
Yes, not too happy. I also remember the fact that I didn't speak until I was about, I didn't utter a word until I was about close to 5 years old.
That's something you remember, or that's something your parents told you?
That's something they told me.
Was there any explanation for that?
No, they thought it was very abnormal, and they thought of seeing a doctor, but they didn't. Wait. And then suddenly, one day, I just spoke whole sentences. I don't remember. Oh, I remember that, yes. I remember I walked into a neighbor. My mother said, ask so-and-so if we could borrow some carrots. And I walked into Mrs. Hamill, the next door neighbor, and I just blurted out, can we borrow some carrots? And then I came back, and I was talking from then on. I must have been about four. I'm not sure when kids are supposed to start speaking.
Most children speak a little earlier than four.
The violence refers to the fact I must have been pretty aggressive because I remember being bullied by a kid, and I remember calculating and planning how to get rid of him.
How to get rid of
him? Which I almost did. Yes.
How old were you then?
Just about kindergarten age, 5 years old.
Were you short for your age then?
I guess so. I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
So the violence,
I don't think that mattered at that age. I mean, I wasn't conscious of it.
Oh, but I mean, you're not someone who the other kids looked upon as being smaller.
No, I don't think it was that. No.
So that was the violence didn't have to do then with your family life, but with you as a person.
Yeah, I mean, by violence, it wasn't, you know, there was a lot of friction going on.
Between you and other children?
I remember, at that age, I don't remember the friction. That happened later.
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of picking fights and that sort
mm-hmm.
of thing later.
Mm-hmm.
My parents didn't get along very well.
Did you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I had a sister.
A sister. She lived with you at home?
Yes.
Older or younger?
5 years older.
5 years older. And she, is she still around? Is she still living?
Yes, she's still living. She lives in Long Island.
Uh-huh.
Has three children. And I don't see very much of her. We talk on the phone occasionally.
I see. When did you first decide to become an artist?
Oh, that was much later. I don't know if it happened all of a sudden. And I think it happened more gradually at Cornell University.
Oh, so it was that far along?
It happened gradually because at that time I started to take a few art classes. Actually, the crucial point came after World War II. That means it was already 1945. Which means I was born in 1922,
mm-hmm.
which means I was 23 years old and had never been to a museum and had no idea what fine art was.
So then in your early school, I assume you attended an elementary school in the Bronx.
Yeah.
There
in
was
elementary
no art?
School, of course, I was inclined to draw.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
How early did the drawing begin?
I can remember the fourth grade, which
mm-hmm.
means I was about 9 years old.
Right.
And I can remember doing cartooning, playing around with sketches and little things.